The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
By the way, speaking of fatness in the warmer months, Chris Christie, I was found on a beach.
Do we have that picture of him where he's just sitting there and looking very svelte? Well, the opposite of svelte.
At least he had a shirt on, though.
There it is.
Where is he?
Yeah, there he is.
There's some up close. Yeah. Chris is not athletically overweight like myself. And
no, I think that's a good point, Jeffy. He's clearly not.
Chris is definitely an overweight man.
Yeah, he's
so
a
you,
fat guy.
Just to be clear, you see a distinction between yourself and Chris Christie.
Oh, my gosh.
What is that again? Is that you?
He is just a fat guy.
And you are?
Athletically overweight.
So what does that mean? In a former life, you used to be good at sports? Is that what you're trying to, is that the distinction you're trying to garner there?
I'm just saying, I'm not that.
You know, I don't know if you've met you. Mm-hmm. You are quintessentially that.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know? May have been a time, like an offensive lineman, right?
That
hurts. You might be 320 pounds, but you're very strong, you're very athletic. You aren't any of those at all, right?
Except, I mean, not even 350 pounds. You long for the day when you could get down to 350.
but Chris Christie, to bring it back here to Chris for a minute. Uh-huh. So Chris Christie has.
Oh, you're going to do that?
Yeah, I think we will.
Oh, you know what? Maybe I won't now. I was trying to help you. Chris Christie has to close a beach because there's some budget battle.
Well, they closed every beach,
every state beach. So there's
every New Jersey beach.
As Chris pointed out the next day on his Twitter account, there are lots of open beaches. You could go to the beach very easily in New Jersey. However, this particular beach and many in the state beaches, the state controlled beaches, I guess is the line.
We're all closed.
We're all closed.
But he has. When you're the governor, you can stay at the governor's beach house mm-hmm. mansion. So
right.
Not only do they have the actual governor's mansion, but they have the governor's beach house
yep.
mansion.
So he was able
to go stay at the beach. And when he's asked, hey, how come you get to do that when nobody else can? He said, run for governor. And then, the residence comes with it. Wow.
Yeah.
That's
now,
good.
What his first answer was,
deaf.
I didn't get any sun, I'll say that. He right. tried to deny it first until the pictures came out. Then he said, well, yeah, I will become governor. Fine. And so he
weird.
Awful. He is terrible. Of course, the left reaction to it was also ridiculous. There was one magazine. Did you see the magazine?
He's not committing mass murder here.
No.
But he is being an elitist pig.
Yes, and that's who he is. If there's any doubt in your mind that this guy 100% knew Bridgegate was going on after watching this scene.
He knew.
Of course he knew.
This might have even ordered it to happen.
I absolutely think he did.
Mm-hmm.
Because he wanted to punish, because he is entitled to do these things and you're not.
And you're not.
But there was a left-wing magazine, I guess, that tweeted a picture of the scene, the pulled-out scene, of the whole beach being empty except for one person. It just said, capitalism.
Yeah.
Capitalism.
Hey, stupids. He's a government employee.
Yeah.
On a government-owned beach in a government-owned house. This has absolutely nothing to do with capitalism. Actually, the cure for what you're seeing there is capitalism.
Right.
That's
the man didn't
the
buy either of those mansions.
It's so
given to him by the people
ridiculous.
Of New Jersey.
So absurd. But his approval rating is really, really doing well.
Now, this is unbelievable.
His job approval rating before the beach thing, was 15%.
15 is, that's unbelievably low.
Unbelievable.
At 30%, you think, how are they even still in office?
Yeah.
He's at 15.
Yeah, so which is incredible. And so he's just riding out his term, obviously, to
And
the
by
end.
The way, this is a guy who was once close to 70, I think, approval rating.
Oh, yeah, he was very popular at one point.
Very popular.
Won re-election. Mm-hmm. In a somewhat close election, won re-election. Was seen as a legitimate presidential and vice presidential candidate in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
Was seen as a less legitimate presidential candidate when he actually ran in 2016. But his approval rating, as you see here, is 15% currently. Now, that ranks him as the fourth least popular governor ever measured. And the stories of the people who are less popular than him are notable. Now, Frank Murkowski from Alaska is at 14%. Now, that is, remember, Christie's number is from before the beach incident. That is the type of thing that turns people who don't even follow politics against you. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're generally a Republican and you don't follow politics at all, don't follow the news at all, don't know anything about what Chris Christie is doing, you still approve because he's, I don't know, he's your guy, you voted for him. You're not going to change because you don't follow things closely. This is the sort of thing that penetrates to those people. That's how you get below 15%. Because if it has to be something that so overwhelms everything that even the hardcore loyalists or that don't pay attention to the news are, oh my God, he did what? Like, indefensible. This is the type of thing in New Jersey that will do that. And certainly you'd expect him to drop more than 1 point to get to beat Murkowski. Now, Murkowski was at 14% approval. Why? Because he named his daughter to be senator. They're like, wait a minute, who are you naming Lisa Murkowski, your daughter? Who is currently still the senator there, by the way, of course, who won in one of the most impossible elections
in a write-in campaign.
One of the most bizarre things that's ever happened in, you
that
know,
never
in,
happens.
In you, modern politics.
Write-in candidates don't even, I mean, they get 200 votes.
Yeah, it's incredible.
She won the election.
So with about 200 votes, it is Alaska, by the way. She won that election, which is incredible. But, you know, naming your daughter to be senator is such a obvious act of,
nepotism.
Nepotism that it can't be forgiven. So he went down to 14%. He then ran for governor, and he finished third in the governor race to the eventual victor in that race, Sarah Palin. So that is how Sarah Palin became governor. There was a sitting governor who was actually a Republican, but she beat him in the primary.
And then how did it turn out for Sarah Palin?
Was that phenomenal?
Phenomenal.
Right? I think she turned out to be a real hardcore conservative in the end. We learned she really had principles, I believe, is how that ended up. So the other two people who...
Or the opposite. One of the two. I can't remember which.
Or the opposite. I can't remember
actually
exactly.
Happened, but.
And then the other one was... So the other two names, Rod Blagojevich, you will remember, who finished... Who had an 8%...
He's in jail still, isn't he?
Has he been released now? I know he went and he did Celebrity Apprentice, which he was sadly did not win. But it's an interesting tie to today, I guess. 8% approval rating. And he was convicted. He did go to prison. He gave away, he sold Barack Obama's Senate seat, if you remember.
Was trying to sell it to get favors.
And then stayed in office after everyone was like, you got to leave. And he's like, no, I'm going to stay. So that Blagojevich. And then Taft, Bob Taft in 2005 got down to 7%. And that was another, he was convicted of corruption in some way. I can't remember the exact details of that one. People in Ohio will be quick to remind us of that. But 7% approval for Taft. So, I mean, really, he's the lowest ever, or will be the lowest ever, with the exception of people who have actually been convicted of crimes. And now, of course, I think Chris Christie has committed crimes. I absolutely believe he was.
Bridgegate was.
He was involved in, but when you know, he was not convicted of it. And Murkowski was just straight out nepotism. It's hard to name. You can't name your daughter to a Senate seat and get away with it. Though the people of Alaska are like, yeah, we really like that pick. So I don't know. Maybe he was unfairly punished. I'm not a big fan of Lisa Murkowski myself.
Yeah.
But they seem to like her. So there you go.
Yeah, he and Illinois boy is still in prison.
Wow.
Amazing.
For how much longer? Is he up for parole anytime soon?
Well, he's been fighting. He just lost another attempt to get out. But he's supposed to be there until 2024.
Wow. That's a
17
years.
It
wasn't just
a good long sentence.
He got 17 years, man.
I remember we did in the one of the most shocking stats I've ever read, and we'd have to go back and find it, was when we did Glenn released the book. It was an Inconvenient Book or Arguing with Idiots, one of the two, and there's a chapter about child predators and child rapists and all this stuff. What should you do with them? The average prison sentence was something like they actually are in jail for like 2.5 years.
Wow.
In prison. Then they have a parole and other things like that associated, but it's something so insanely low for that type of crime. And Blagojevich is in jail until 2024. I mean, I know he was very corrupt and had a lot of issues, but that seems shocking.
Truly amazing.